You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Passage today is from Revelation 19, verses 11 to 16. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. He who sat upon it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name inscribed which no one knows but himself. He is clad in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, followed him on white horses. From his mouth issues a sharp sword with which to smite the nations, and he rules them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is a very rich passage full of symbolic images and mysterious things listed and described one after another. It's a passage we can easily spend a lot of time considering, and it's actually an interesting passage to consider all these references, because many of these images actually come from the Old Testament and from parts of the New Testament and the Gospels. And we don't have time here, but it's worth looking at some of this and seeing where these references are. We've shifted here from the vision of judgment that came from the throne earlier in the week to now a vision of judgment that comes to the earth, that comes from heaven to the earth, represented by an army that's led by someone on a white horse. And he's followed by an army of heaven, of people who are like him, white and pure, and following on white horses. Horses are usually in the Bible are associated with war, and they only kings had horses. They were expensive. They were difficult to maintain. They're a significant sort of warfare ingredient, and it's. It's interesting that this sort of final picture of the victory of heaven is given to us as a war image that comes down from heaven to the earth. And we see fire. We see this person who has fire in his eyes and wears many crowns, and he's pure and white. He's given a set of names. He's clad in a robe that's dipped in blood. We have, this strange picture of a sword coming out of his mouth to smite the nations. How do you smite the nations with a sword that comes from your mouth? It's a challenging image to sort of place before our eyes physically. But many things are represented here. The thing I'd like to focus on is sort of beyond the vision of victory and the richness of this image is the names that are given. We're given three names, and there's a hint of a fourth name. He's called Faithful and True. He's called the Word of God, and he's given the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You might break that last one into two different names, but we won't quibble on the numbering here. It's interesting to look at these names and to consider this is how the final victory comes to us. This is the name of the one who brings about the final victory, Faithful and True, the Word of God, and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is really good news. This stirs our hope in this season. This tells us that in the end, the one who comes is faithful and true. The one who comes is the one who has been announced. He is the Word of God that is sharper than a two-edged sword. He's also the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the highest authority of all, the one whom all titles derive from. And we're also told he's one whose name only he knows and we don't know. And that's also, there's a mystery there that I think is meant to draw us and to create a certain sense of longing to know the name of God and to be drawn to Him. So let's consider this today as we consider the season of waiting for the Lord and His return, these names that are given to us and how they apply to our own knowledge and relationship with the Lord, and how this helps us to prepare for His coming.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.